This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Oh yeah, Chris Wallace, all these people are going to make their move on Trump because they think he's going down. And they're all scared. They don't want to be destroyed once he's gone. But here's the deal. Globalism's exposed. Their new world order, all their crimes are exposed. They're never going to get away with this anymore.
Oh, exactly.
They may take Trump out. They may take us out. I mean, listen, I got to apologize to the crew and some of the stuff on air. I'm like flipping out. Going, give me this clip. Give me that clip. I was reading the transcript of what Trump said. I went and watched the video. I mean, I ran out of here for a few minutes, but I could hear the lady in the background, so I knew she was a good call. I've actually only had 3 cups of coffee today, but I am lit, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, wait till you hear Trump's speech that they surreptitiously recorded when he's talking to the diplomats next segment, the segment after that. And Barnes is going to host the rest of the hour because I got to get a haircut, man. I'm like a hippie, but then I'm coming back after that. And I apologize to Nick Baggage, but he understands hosting the fourth hour. Sometimes we preempt it. He's a sweetheart. And so he'll be back with us next Friday. Barnes, this country's in a real war for its heart and soul. And people get upset about their football team losing or winning. I'm on the edge of my damn seat here. I mean, my heart rate's not really up, but my brain is just like speeding.
Well, as we were discussing with the last caller, after Trump beat back the Mueller effort, I think it gave him confidence to double down in his battles against the deep state and the Democratic corrupt elites to implement a truly democratizing American spirit of 1776 agenda for the whole world. And now he sees what the deep state is doing is they're doubling down. The Democratic elite, corrupt elites are doubling down on trying to take him out. Rather than recognizing that the failed effort of Mueller should have given them a warning signal and a warning sign, a stop sign to not go any further, they're going to doubly speed through that stop sign.
Listen to this. He added what appeared to be a thinly veiled threat. No, I mean, this is treason. It's not a threat.
Yeah.
You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? The spies and treason used to handle it differently than we do now. They are literally trying to bring the country down.
Absolutely. He's pointing out that you're trying to not only kill the king, you're trying to kill the people who elected that king. You're trying to kill the dream of the American experiment for the whole world. And he's not going to allow it to happen. And he's like, those people that keep coming for me, and those people that keep coming for the American people, and those people that keep coming for the American dream are going to face legal consequences.
Can you believe Trump is a maniac? I love it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it shows he's completely fearless. He learned the right lesson from the Mueller experiment, which was don't back down, don't apologize.
Well, that's what Stone's done in like 40-something years. He says, no, Trump isn't even courage. He's very fatalistic. He doesn't care.
Exactly.
Except about beating these people.
Well, it's what Nelson Mandela realized. Nelson Mandela used to sing himself a poem when he was in prison in South Africa, which is that he's the captain of his own fate. He's the master of his own destiny, based on an old English poem. And it's what it's based upon is it's self-empowerment. When you realize that the system cannot take you out, or if they can, you forfeit the fear connected to it, then that is incredibly empowering. You realize, I'm going to do what is right, because I no longer worry about the consequences of what I cannot control. And because of that, it's like what the God Footprints poem is all about. It's you give up worries about things you can't control, seize the things you can control, and do what's right and righteous regardless of the consequences.
I just hear people saying, oh, life's so boring. Oh, there's so many Netflix shows that are all boring. This country is in the middle of fighting for its life right now. Mm-hmm. And thank God they surreptitiously, record. He's up there on a big stage.
Well, maybe Trump even had himself leaked.
No, I'm sure.
He wanted to be able to say, well, this isn't my official statement, but this is really war. This is a call. This is a Paul Revere call to patriots to get together, to rally behind the president against the deep state, against the Democratic corruption in Congress, against the Democratic corrupt elites, against the corrupt media establishment that wants to lie and libel them on a routine and regular basis.
He calls them sick. He calls them scum. He says we're at war. He says it's treason. I mean, this is just over the top exciting. And I guess I've got to come in here and do an emergency Saturday show now and the Sunday show 4 to 6 p.m. And you've got the war room coming up with Owen Schroyer. You've got firepower. And I'm just begging listeners, begging viewers. We need to reach new people. I know you're doing that. But on your email, on your text message, your word of mouth, band.video, you can promote that all over the Internet as well. I was going to air the Paul Watson interview with Crowder. Maybe we'll do that in the last segment of the hour. But also we'll get to your phone calls. But when we come back, We are going to go right to Trump and to the speech to the U.S. diplomatic corps. Trump says we are at war against scum and traitors.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
When I was in high school twice, I got convinced at parties to do a rail of methamphetamine. And I'd be up for 2 days and thought I was going to die. Threw up, said I'd never do it again, did it one more time, swore I'd never do it again, never did. Same thing, hate cocaine. I am naturally awake, but I can tell you right now, I feel like when I did a rail of methamphetamine when I was 16. I mean, I literally am just, my brain is exploding right now with just the realization, but also the energy and the atmosphere politically and how much danger this nation's in and how truly evil the globalists are. And then Trump is up there swinging for the fences. We're about to play this video that's getting a little bit of attention. Oh, it's threats on whistleblowers. Well, what do you do when people are in your administration, lie about you, put out fake statements on what you did, you release the transcript, and they're from the CIA trying to undermine an elected president? It is treason. When we're in a war with China right now, corporate, economic, and spy. And so it's the facts. And I mean, I hate to use the drug analogy, Barnes, but I mean, how are you feeling right now?
Well, yeah, it's empowering to realize that the President of the United States is willing to stand up for the American people against these degrees of threats, of basically espionage, of extortion. That's the kind of behavior this leaker, this rat, this spy, this non-whistleblower was engaged
in. You know the awake feeling, though, you get when they call up, God forbid, and, you know, your mom's had a heart attack or something.
Yeah.
It's like that fully awake thing, but yeah, it's exactly. Not even a good feeling. Well, you're saying energized, and you're saying you feel good. Man, I just am pissed. The general public doesn't realize what the situation we're in.
Well,
are you physiologically feeling this, or I guess you're just too calm?
I think there's an awakening across the board that the president is triggering that has continued. I mean,
maybe we're feeling the fear of the enemy?
No, I think we're the awakening of the American people to the risk and the threat that exists, that has continued to exist. I think that the term deep state was a term that many Americans had never even heard before President Trump.
Yeah, and now world government, communism, new world order, pedophile rings, it's all out in the open.
Exactly. He's awakening.
So actually, you're saying we're winning.
Exactly. Absolutely. In terms of the mindset of the American people, the threat is that those who hold and wield power unlawfully are going to continue to fight against
it. But how crazy is it that America's history, and now we've got a president like this, and it's just so incredible. And then I almost feel guilty I've criticized Trump some.
Well, it's like living.
This is just. Ugh.
It's like being alive in 1775. That's what it's like. It's like being at a little bar, a little pub in Boston in 1775, and the Sons of Liberty are getting together and organizing to begin the first true democratic revolution in the history of the world. That's what it's like.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, all of us are empathetic, or at least we've tuned into that we are. And I'm very, I pick up what's going on.
Yeah.
And I mean, Wow. I mean, you feel that energy right now?
Oh, I mean, and I think it's a great thing that it's great and risky at the same time. It'd be like being sitting with Martin Luther King in 1963 when you're about to go out on a march where you know you're going to get arrested and beaten. It's like that. You know the enemy is real, but you know the possibility of reform is real. And so both are sit right at the crossroads for everybody to take a chance. And so that's where we're at. And that's what the president's making clear to everybody. And it's probably a situation where he's leaking the tape himself because he wants people aware, but he wants people to be aware in a certain way.
Absolutely. We're going to get to your calls after we play this. We'll take this segment and the next. Here's Trump, closed-door gathering with U.S. diplomats in New York, attacked Democratic rival Joe Biden, disparaged whistleblower complaint, said we're at war, they're sick, sick people, they're scum, it's treason. Here it is.
And the only way you're a star, no matter how you look or feel or talk, is when you make good deals. Okay, I found that out over the years. You gotta make good deals, otherwise it's over. And she's gonna make great deals. I was with her now for 3 days, and she's developed incredible relationships in a very short period of time. And we appreciate it. And you'll be out there, you'll be in the firing line today, for instance. I just heard, well, you know, while I'm coming up here, you know, that whistleblower, another whistleblower. It turned out to be a thing. She's a highly partisan whistleblower. The lawyers contributed to Biden, they contributed. The whole thing is more important. You know what the whistleblower was? The same letter that we announced yesterday, which was perfect. I couldn't have written it better if I wrote it myself. I could not have said or had a better conversation. And we had a really nice gentleman and the president of Ukraine yesterday. And he was stupid. And they said, what is he pressuring you? You know, these animals in the bush. They're animals. Some of the Russian recruits are out of here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Many of them are scum. Many of us have good reports, but I'll be honest with you. But, and that's one of the things we battle. And you'll find out. But they'll probably like you better than they like me. But I had to get us here, right?
Right.
But they're total, just terrible, dishonest people. And they couldn't figure out what did we say bad about this conversation. Then it turns out that they had senators, Democrat senators, that went over there and they strong armed the guy. You better damn well do this or you're not going to get any money from Congress. Oh, I see. That's okay. And then you have Sleepy Joe Biden, who's dumb as a rock. This guy was dumb on his best day. And he's not having his best day right now. He's dumb as a rock. So you have Sleepy Joe, and he goes up, and his kid, who's got a lot of problems, got thrown out of the Navy. Little problems. I mean, look, I'm not gonna. This is a problem. That's a problem. So we won't get into why. He got thrown out of the Navy. And now this kid goes into Ukraine, walks away with millions of dollars, and he becomes a consultant for $50,000 a month. And he doesn't know anything compared to anybody in this room. Okay? He's a stiff. He knows nothing. He's walking away with $50,000, or you would say in the old days, $50,000 a month. Not bad. Would anybody else in this room want to represent Ukraine for $50,000? That's our top. That's on top of hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. But that's not the best one. The best one is China. This came up. So now it goes to China, and I was with the head of Blackstone, which is the big deal. Steve George, but I said, Steve, is that possible? No. Why? Who got that? Okay. I said, Biden's son. Well, then, you know, he says, maybe I should be involved. You know, it was very political. But I say, Steve, what happens when you come off a vice presidential plane, it's called Air Force Two, your father's with you, you walk into a room in China, and they give you a fund of $1.5 billion, you make hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars off that. And that's probably not all they give. They give plenty, I'm sure. We might never find out. And then they talk about me, and I didn't do anything. I don't know if I'm the most innocent person in the world. But you know, you look at that, most presidential. They said I'm the most presidential except for possibly Abe Lincoln when he wore the hat. That was tough to beat. Honestly, when he wore that hat, that was tough to beat. But I can't do that. That hat wouldn't work for him. He was the guy I've ever had. But honestly, legislative stuff to do. Remember, we used to do that during the campaign. They used to say, when I speak, the crowd would be crazy. I'd go crazy. We'd all go crazy. We'd have a lot of fun together. Right? We'd have 25,000. We've never had an empty seat. From the day I came down the escalator with a potential unbelievable woman who became a first lady. Crowds love her, the people love her, but we've never had an empty seat, not one. I really believe that. There was one case where we had a tremendous snowstorm, and it was just about frozen. It was like a monstrous storm. I don't even know how it got there. I said, how's the crowd? It's just about full, sir. I said, what does that mean? Like, there's about two seats on top. Thousands and thousands of people couldn't get there. So they show pictures of the empty seats. They don't say this is the worst storm they've had in years. They show pictures of like nine empty seats. They could have been people.
All right, this is supposedly surreptitious video. It really gets good when we come back from break, then your calls. But understand, folks, Barnes is smart, because I hadn't watched the whole video. Now I've been watching it. Trump keeps looking over at the camera, and the person's not hiding it. So this, they're acting like it was surreptitious, like, oh, we got him on the dirt. That's just Bloomberg spin. No, Trump wanted this out, and it's powerful. And he calls them scum, says they're guilty of treason, and more when we come back. Infowars.com/show. And please don't forget ban.video. They hope you don't share that link. All the videos the scumbag deep state doesn't want you to see are at ban.video. Please spread that link.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, we're back live. I'm going to cut through this liner and get right to it. Some Barnes will be here for two more segments taking your calls. Everybody that's patiently holding, Brad, Jay, Jeff, Bob, John, Anthony, Alina, Barry, thank you for being here on this Friday edition. Then the War Room with Owen Schroeder is coming up. Then, of course, Firepower with Will Johnson and Tom Papert. And we thank you all, listeners and viewers. This is all a team effort here. Nobody is in the bleachers. We're all in the arena. Let's go back to this astounding so-called behind-the-scenes thing with Trump talking to the diplomatic corps. Here it is.
But we never, and I always say, just to get the biggest arena, good location if you can, but get the biggest arena. We did it the other night, Tuesday night. We had two congressmen. One was possibly going to win. He was up by two. He won by about 27, I think, or something like that, a lot. The other one was down by 17, and he said, sir, don't campaign for him, please. Why? Because if he loses, they're going to kill you, the press. I said, they're going to kill me whether I campaign or not. Something like that. It'll make it a little bit worse. You know, they'll say he worked and he failed. Trump failed. That was down 17 points. And he ended up winning by a lot. Now, he ended up winning by a lot. In fact, the whole night, CNN revealed the most beautiful $2 million making this stamp to one of those in the U.S. They had no ratings, and they built a studio somewhere. But they had a studio. The studio was going to stay up for weeks. And toward the end of the night, they were taking it down. The so-called stars were leaving. They had stars. They don't have any stars. They have less than stars. But they were taking the stars were leaving. And they didn't want to report it. But the candidate, David Bishop, won by a lot. He was down by 17. And they had lines a mile long. I mean, the lines going into that because voting was unbelievable. And without the rally speech, and a couple of tweets, the Twitter stuff is good. We have, way over 100 million people on six or seven different platforms. That's actually much higher than that, even higher than just about everybody. And it helps. It helps. They have signs oftentimes when I speak. It said, please keep this woman the other night. Beautiful woman. She's got a sign. Please keep tweeting, sir. It matters. And it does matter. Because we get our voice. You know, we don't do that. We don't get the voice. I can't say what a great job Kelly's doing. And I can't say what a wonderful husband she has. They have to devote to you. She's a rich man, too. His mother, what are you doing? Why are you looking? He's so proud of his wife, he can't leave his office. That's really great, huh? It's great. Like, you are proud of her? He said, very much. And he's really a fantastic guy. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. Before I met Kelly, I met Joe. And Joe impressed me because of his knowledge of energy. Now, he could be paid. Okay. You get a pay guy? $50. Now, he would take it. For him, that's not quite good enough, although he might. It's easy money, Joe, you have to say. Huh? But he would be an expert on energy. He'd be a real expert, and he would be somebody that would spare a lot of money, too, but not by himself. So the whistleblower came out and said, nothing. Said, a couple of people told me he had a conversation with Ukraine. We're in a war. These people are sick. They're sick. And nobody's called it out like I do. I don't understand. People are afraid to call it out. They're afraid to say that the press is crooked. We have a crooked press. We have a dishonest media. So now they're devastated. But they'll always find something. I'm sure there'll be something they'll find in this report that will suit there, right? But basically, that person never saw the report, never saw the call, but he never saw the call, heard something, and decided that he or she, whoever the hell it is, sort of like, oh, this is fine. I want to know who's the person that gave the whistleblower, who's the person that gave the whistleblower the information, because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? With spies and treason. We used to handle it a little differently than we do now. Now you have guys like little Adam Schiff defending you. Little Adam, he's just that's all right. That thing's tough. Now those guys, he's got a neck, it's about this big. He's got shirts that are too big because you can't buy shirts that small. He was never a coal miner, girl, let's put it that way. I don't think he worked in the mines. Do you think? I don't think so. These miners come out, we love our miners, so they come out, they have hands on them, they shake, I love you, sir, I love you, sir. But we gave them back their jobs. They were dead. Hillary came in just before the president and says, no, we want the miners, we're going to retrain them, and they'll be doing. Can you imagine a miner with, you know, massive arms, shoulders, and love what they've done, sticking in a line, little tiny widgets, they're putting little tiny computer parts together, this big strong, and they don't want to be doing that. And I said to him, it's the only time they ever got angry at me, I said to him, supposing, is there any chance, supposing we take you out of that business and we do retrain you and you go into technology, okay? They almost threw up all over the place. And it's a funny thing, you know, to me I call it dangerous and rough stuff, but it's become much safer. In Australia now they have no black lung disease, they've really got all of that dust out of there, they've done a fantastic job, we're copying that system, we give credit where credit is due. It's incredible, but you know, they were talking about retraining these guys. By the way, I was thinking about it too. I'd walk in and I look at these big rough guys and say, no, they don't want to do that. And I said, well, would you want that? Would you want any retraining? And the one guy to me said, sir, my great grandfather was a miner, my grandfather, my father, and I'm a miner, and we love our land. We want to dig coal. That's what we want to do, sir. We don't want anything else. We want to just dig coal. That's true. You couldn't, if I said, I'm going to give you an apartment on Fifth Avenue, you come with me, you have a great time in Europe, they would say, no, thank you. It's just the way it is. You know, that's their life. That's what they want. They love it. They don't want to do anything different. And I understand. I'm the only fool that decided to do something. I had a great life. And then I said, let's run for president and take this country out. And we've been hit harder than anybody in history. No rich guys ever run for politics, I can tell you. If anybody did this, I don't think they're going to run. But I love doing it. And I guess I love it because we've made so much progress, and you're really a big part of it. And you know our deputy permanent representative, Ambassador Jonathan Cohen, maybe here. Jonathan, where's Jonathan to you? Everybody said what a good job he's doing. So, Jonathan, thank you. Good luck. Do well. We have plenty to work on, Jonathan. We have plenty of, I call them, points of confliction, right? Points of confliction. But you don't realize how important you are. You make it all possible. And I've always said about the United Nations, it has more potential than any institution that I've ever dealt with. It really does. It hasn't lived up to its potential. It's starting to more. I think one of the reasons it is because I feel that way. I will use the United Nations to our benefit as a country. And because I'm doing it, others are doing it, and we're sort of getting together and doing things differently. And Nikki did a great job, and Kelly's going to do a great job. And so very important. This position is so important. So important. It's another thing that I think was underrated, the importance of your position. I think it was very underrated. But you have the right person in the position. But the United Nations is going to finally live up to its potential. It's really got something. And I like the Secretary General. He's really working hard. He's always on the ball. He's always there if you need him. I really like him, so I think he has the stuff. The right stuff.
Here's a video from the President of the United States. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break and take your calls. So stay with us on the
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
The right stuff, as they say, right? You know, as they say, a couple of very good movies. But I just came over this morning and I wanted to thank you. I wanted to congratulate Jonathan and Kelly. And I didn't know Joe was going to be here, but I'm happy to see you, Joe. And you folks are fantastic. And just keep it going. We've got it really rocking. We're looking good. We're looking good for another 4 years. And then we've got it. We're looking good for another 4 years, and then if we want to, another 4 years.
job Bill Maher does and looks at somebody like that. He goes, you know he's going to win, don't you, to some idiot. And he says to me, he says, you know he's going to win. No, I think we can. You know he's going to win. And you know he's not leaving, don't you? The guy's going, what do you mean? He's not leaving. He's not leaving us. And I thought he was kidding. He's being serious. So, did anybody ever see the Time magazine where we had it? 2024, 2028, 2030, to another agenda. We do that in drive-in freaking.
His internal staff at the United Nations saying we're at war. We're at war with the deep state. We're at war with democratic elites. We're at war with the political establishment that wants to continue to corrupt the country. A good reaction to all of this is by John Voight, a Hollywood actor who has continually supported the president and a prominent public personality. Let's go to his video now, reacting to the Trump's video, realizing that, in fact, and recognizing that, in fact, we are at war with the deep state.
War. This is war against truths. This is a war against the highest noble man who has defended our country and made us safe and great again. Let me stand with our president. Let us all stand with our President Trump in a time of such evil words, trying for impeachment. This is a crime that the left are trying to force. This is a disgrace by such ignorant followers that have no truth of what truly has been brought back to our country. We have gained greatness. We have gained jobs. We have gained more than any president has promised. This radical left are destructive. Their codes of what is supposed to be are corrupt with lies, deceits, and anger. And we ask why. We ask, how can a human being have such anger toward the greatness of our country's glory? I'll tell you why. Because for so long their anger has been growing, and with such deep pain, with no open heart of loving and seeing the truth. The truth of what truly matters is the productivity of what was promised, and what we, the American people of the United States, were promised and have received. And what does the radical left do for such greatness? They want to destroy. They want civilization to be run like a corrupt ring. I say, stand now with Trump. Let truth prevail. And may God show all the truth, that we are truly a nation stronger because of our president. The left are afraid, for their power is lessening with every deal that is accomplished by Donald Trump. In the name of God and his power for this nation, let us stay strong and without such evil among us. God bless.
It could not have been better said by John Voight in defense of the president, as the president himself talked about today, that we're at war with the deep state. A war that they are waging and the radical left is waging, and that the democratic political establishment is waging against truth, against honesty, against honor, against the spirit of 1776. So in that same spirit, let's go to one of our callers, Brad from Pennsylvania.
Thanks, Robert. I totally agree. My feeling is it's really the CIA that's behind this, and it's a weaponized media. They have that. They've got that weapon at their disposal. They've been at war with the American people and honest presidents since JFK. They killed him, flat out killed him. We've never dealt with that. And that's, if you have another honest president, and this is probably the first one in a long time, then that's what you're going to run up against. And since he's been elected, they've been on the offensive to keep him off balance and never to let him get comfortable. And this is just an extension of that at every turn. And now with the election coming up, 2020, this is their first or another attempt to undermine him. What's your feeling about that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the Kennedy assassination sort of broke the American public's virgin minds of civic book version of American history and American politics and American power. And what happened is when that happened, there was a shock that the American public has never fully come to terms with. A realization and a recognition that something was deeply AWOL and deeply amiss in the powers that be that had entrenched themselves in institutional power. The doctrine of the deep state originates from a doctrine called the dual state in political science, which was originated by a pretty conservative editor for The Economist back in the middle of the 19th century to explain the dichotomy of a government that was unresponsive to the people and unresponsive to elections and yet could continually wield power for its own policy prerogatives and priorities. And he came up with the idea that there was really a dual state, one state that was elected, another state that was unelected, that could continue to exercise power without regard to the elected will of the public. That doctrine was further established by German political science professors in the 1930s who escaped Germany to try to explain the rise of fascism, not only in Germany, but in Italy and other countries. And their articulation and understanding of it, including the rise of communism to a certain degree, was the power of a dual state to accomplish these kind of anti-democratic objectives. And so they expanded and deepened the understanding of the dual state. This was further expanded by studies of the United States State Department in the 1950s, which culminated in Eisenhower's famous speech and his departure speech in 1961. Too bad he didn't have the courage to give that speech a little earlier when it might have some more meaning, but it was still impactful for the purposes of historic legacy, where he said a military-industrial complex was being built up. And what he was referencing was the dual state that had been uncovered in the studies of the State Department, where people were allowed to promulgate and propagate policies against the will of the elected politicians and the elected interest of the ordinary everyday voter. That ultimately reflected itself in the assassination of John Kennedy, which has been continually unexplained by the official version in ways that don't meet evidentiary standards. That was continued further in the assassination of Martin Luther King and the assassination of Robert Kennedy, which further destabilized the public's confidence in our institutions and whether our institutions were really recognizing and respecting the power of the ordinary people. Then that culminated further in Nixon and Watergate scandal, which what it really unveiled wasn't Watergate itself, which was, in fact, a second-rate burglary, but was more what was happening by the people who took Nixon out. This included Mark Felt, Deep Throat, who was actually what the media has constantly hidden. I had a conversation with Ben Bradley, the Washington Post editor at the Washington Post, some years ago about this precise topic before it was known. That I argued with Mr. Bradley that the real reason why he and Bob Woodward and others were hiding the identity of Deep Throat wasn't to protect his impregnability, but that he wasn't a real whistleblower, that in fact he was likely a corrupt agent within the FBI who was mad that Nixon was trying to de-Hooverize the FBI. Later that became confirmed and true when Mark Felt's name was revealed as Deep Throat, who actually was the man who invented COINTELPRO and ran COINTELPRO to spy on Americans. Now we have another fake whistleblower, an actual rogue CIA agent, connected allied party to John Brennan, trying to take down the elected president in the United States to continue to put in the deep state's agenda. So when we come back on the other half of this segment, let's get into Paul Joseph Watson's interview with Steven Crowder and the continuous effort of big tech, big media, and big state to undermine democratic freedoms and liberties here in America. You're in the Alex Jones on the InfoWars Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
His website is summit.news and more recently band.video. Mr. Paul Joseph Watson, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Stephen. How's it going?
Terribly. Now, your hair is short, so that's cool.
Yeah, I had a bit of a dodgy haircut, so it had to be cleaned up. So.
Why are you always...
Not always great for the videos.
But you insist on having the old sort of mop top with the cigarette in a lot of your display pictures. Is that just because, you know, that looks...
That's the classical fashy haircut. That's what the media says. In fact, The Guardian wrote an article the other day saying they were afraid of Ivanka Trump's new haircut. So they're literally terrified by haircuts at this point. That's the level of the derangement syndrome.
Well, how?
But yeah, I tried to go floppy on top and with the short sides, back and sides. So that's a normal fashy look.
How are they afraid of Ivanka's haircut?
They said that it proves that she's trying to rebrand herself to be more credible because she's about to run for office, so they're terrified.
Oh, okay. So they're scary because they think she could hold office as opposed to holding sway over the most powerful office in the land as we see right now. We see her fingerprints all over it sometimes, which, I'll be honest, sometimes I'm not the biggest fan of. Mr. Paul Joseph Watson, this kind of ties in with your website, band.video, and we just talked about, sort of exposed some of the new YouTube changes with verified profiles and how difficult this has been. But you were telling me this all ties in together. Your video on Greta Thunberg, by the way, you Europeans are closer together. Like, you're as far away from Sweden as Florida is from California, approximately. I have no idea. Is it Thunberg?
I mean, I heard an actual Swedish person pronounce it as something like Greta Thunberg.
I'm not even
going to try to appropriate
that's
that.
Way off.
I'm going for Greta Thunberg.
No, well, we don't care about the Swedes. What we can just do is we can start a war and watch them do nothing.
Yeah.
So your video, the one, Little Greta, we'll call her Little Greta, it was removed from YouTube entirely, if I'm not mistaken.
Completely, yeah. And a warning on the channel. I tend not to make a big deal out of these things, because it's just like a red flag to a bull, and then a bunch of people go and try and flag all your other videos to get others deleted. But yeah, it was a video that was on the channel for about 2 weeks, had almost 1 million views. They banned it, they removed it for bullying and harassment. Now, the worst thing I did in that video, bearing in mind that Susan Wojcicki says, yes, we welcome offensive content, as if they actually do that.
Yeah.
The worst thing I said was to compare her style of messaging and her appearance to some kind of children of the corn situation, which, funnily enough, is what Laura Ingraham did on her Fox News show the other night.
Yeah, plus she has a scary haircut.
2 weeks. Yeah, it was up for about 2 weeks, banned. I appealed it over 2 weeks ago. No response over 2 weeks later. And yeah, it's still on BitChute, but it's permanently gone. And then, obviously, this disincentivizes you criticizing her again. I could re-upload the video and remove a couple of the slightly edgy insults. This is it would be a legal adult in the UK who constantly talks about having Asperger's or being on the autism spectrum. But if you say that, as Michael Knowles did on Fox News, and they caved in and apologized, he called her mentally ill. Even though Asperger's is a, quote, neurological disorder, it is a mental illness. So if she's making that part of her messaging, and we can't even reference it, that's a double standard, right?
Right. And I do always love having you on because, you know, across the pond, cultural differences, and you may be vexed as to why the spokesperson, I don't want to indict all of Fox News, the spokesperson said that and walked back. That's because that person at Fox is what we call here stateside is a pussy. So I want to make sure that we're clear. Yeah, I don't think Michael Knowles said anything wrong. And I try to be as objective as possible. You know, there are some people who, it's like, when you start talking about Hitler and saying, like, it's not really good to invoke his name, even if you're trying to say maybe some national policy was good. Like, you veered into it. Michael Knowles said nothing wrong. For people who missed the story, you know, it was trending. It was a flash in the pan. It was trending for a few minutes because someone at Media Matters got a bug in their panty. I don't know if that's the term. That was my Obama equivalent to wee-weed up. I just made it up. They got a thorn in their side.
A good one.
Got stuck in their craw. The point is, I don't know what my point was, but Michael Knowles did nothing wrong in pointing out that she has Asperger's. And by the way, this is important to remember. Greta Thunberg, however they say it,
Thunberg,
is the same age as the Covington school kids. Now, people say, well, they were kind of dicks. First off, I don't agree with it. Second, they were thrust into the media spotlight against their will. Greta chose it, and so I think that opens one up to valid criticism. And if they're an adult of age, some ad hominem, and good fun.
Well, this is the point, isn't it, Stephen? Because the left exploits these children as human shields for their agenda, and then they say, oh, by the way, they're beyond question. They then ban and cancel culture people who dare challenge them, and they did the same with David Hogg. A bunch of videos on YouTube, a bunch of channels got taken down when people started challenging what David Hogg was saying. But of course, if it's a 16-year-old conservative kid in a MAGA hat smirking, then they're fair game for the media to ruin their entire life.
Right.
There was another guy yesterday called Avi Yemeni. You probably heard of him.
Yeah, I know. He did the Jim Jefferies thing. He was on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was banned. He's gone. He's done on Twitter for saying Greta is being exploited by the people around her and saying, quote, she had an extremist message. Completely banned. His account's gone. It's not coming back. So again, they use the intimidation tactic of this deplatforming system that they've set up and this cancel culture system to shield their political propaganda, to use children as human shields. And it's insidious, and it keeps happening over and over again.
Well, what's good good for the goose is good for the gander. I think I have that one right.
And yeah,
human shields, children as shields, Hamas. They're not too far off, so birds of a feather. I'm just
going
to go on with all of these.
Just keep going.
Be careful what you wish for. Look before you leap. No, that's just Aesop's fables. Those aren't idioms. These are just morals to horrible fairy tales. And it's not a fairy tale. It's a fable.
But the other aspect of this, in using those kids as human shields, they're also traumatizing an entire generation of young people. A lot of psychologists in the UK are talking about this now, this new phenomenon of climate anxiety or eco-anxiety, where children are literally being told that everyone's going to be dead in 12 years. Of course, we know that's abject nonsense. even one of the head authors of the IPCC report for the UN, Miles Allen, called out Greta the other day for being alarmist, because of course there's this whole debate about a 1.5 degree warming by 2040. Of course there are a bunch of other factors they haven't even taken into account in that. But again, they're literally traumatizing kids, dragging them to protest. They're crying in the streets, thinking their parents, their friends and themselves are going to be dead within 12 years. When even the IPCC report says, well, maybe the problems will start in 12 years. And, of course, AOC echoed this with her Green Deal thing.
Right.
But the thing that gets me is...
Green Deal thing. I appreciate that you are so dismissive, because I think it was a young term. Like, why don't you want to do the Green New Deal? Because it's five pages and it has an addendum that says, and social justice for all. That's why. It's silly.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing is, again, these are some of the same people who fear-mongered about a new ice age in the 70s, you know, Newsweek, Time magazine. They told us, people like Paul Ehrlich, that overpopulation will lead to mass starvation. That was the dominant consensus scientific opinion for years and years in the late 70s. None of it happened, so why should we believe them now? And then it's the hypocrisy of it that stenches. She's palling around with Arnold Schwarzenegger, a dude who literally has a garage full of muscle cars and tanks. You know, she's palling around with Leonardo DiCaprio, a dude who takes private jets to collect environmental awards. Prince Harry's up there on the stage with her. He took four private jet trips in 11 days. He wasn't on a mission to save the planet. He was partying at Elton John's mansion. But here I am, you know, like washing out my jam jars and recycling my plastic Evian bottles. I'm taking a handful of commercial plane trips a year, but I'm bad and I need to be lectured. Forget about India and China, they're fine.
Well, to be fair, Prince Harry was, I mean, there was a two-for-one special at Bosley. Now, let me ask, you mentioned this with YouTube, and we're going to go to Web Extended in a few minutes. Have you been following the changes here with YouTube since they've now said that they're going to try to direct people toward verified accounts? And we've talked about this where, if just earlier, you probably didn't see it, where if you search our video name with my name, it doesn't show up. You'll see other channels before. And this didn't happen before, and of course we've never received any answer from YouTube. It's getting to be pretty severe, and now, of course, I don't know if you've read about this or what you're expecting from the new harassment policy that should be forthcoming, but that's very scary to me.
I didn't read about the new harassment policy, and that's going to get them in trouble based on the fact that some of the biggest creators on YouTube are drama people who literally pick fights and in some cases stage fights with each other and have these back and forth insults and, of course, boxing matches and everything else.
Right.
And that's the entire basis of their channel. And these people have got upwards of 10 million subscribers, some of them, so they're going to have problems with that. The thing about the search and the YouTube election blacklist, which you tweeted about, I checked your channel about an hour ago, and I think maybe because you made a big deal out of it, it's gone back and it's flipped back, where if you do search Stephen Crowder, Change My Mind, your videos do come up.
Hmm.
For the past, I would say, probably 4 to 6 months, you can go on Google itself, of course Google owns YouTube, search my name, Paul Joseph Watson YouTube. For the past 4 to 6 months, not only was my channel, like, buried down the first page or on page two, it was not even returned on Google search results. This is a channel with over 1.7 million subscribers. They completely buried it. They broke their own search engine just so people couldn't find my channel.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.